Americans are confused about religious freedom. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jenna Reinbold, associate professor of religion at Colgate University, examines why this can have implications for our country.
Can the U.S. government require a church to perform a wedding for an LGBT couple? Almost half of Americans are either unsure of the answer to this question or incorrectly believe that religious organizations can be required to do this. In fact, according to a recent survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute, Americans are more united in their lack of knowledge about the current state of religious freedom and LGBT protections than they are in their opinions about what should be done to ensure such protections. Americans who lack such knowledge are more susceptible to misinformation and may also be more prone to demonize citizens with differing views. For example, during the buildup to the 2016 election, many politicians and religious leaders drew upon Americans' uncertainties about today's religious freedom landscape to urge conservative Christians to view Democrats as basically anti-Christian. Such arguments are easier to make when Americans are uncertain about the basic legal protections currently afforded to religious organizations. It is important to note that Americans are not entirely at fault for today's confusions. Since the 1990s, the U.S. government has been at war with itself over the meaning and proper parameters of religious free exercise. More recently, victories in the realm of LGBT rights have increased both the complexity and the hostility of these church-state debates. Even the U.S. Supreme Court, the nation's highest arbiter of the law, is intensely divided over this issue. Though support for LGBT rights is higher than it has ever been, Americans remain deeply confused about the legal mechanisms that currently exist for resolving conflicts between LGBT rights and the rights of religious free exercise. Unfortunately, such confusion is likely to exacerbate the political divisions that already exist around this contentious issue.
That was Jenna Reinbold of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.